Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Genograms, Assessment and Treatment by Monica McGoldrick is a foundational clinical guide to using family diagrams as more than simple family trees. It presents the genogram as a practical tool for mapping relationships, emotional patterns, and key life events across generations, helping clinicians and students see how personal struggles are shaped by family context, culture, and history. Rather than reducing families to neat categories, the book emphasizes nuanced assessment and respectful curiosity, inviting readers to look at both problems and strengths within a wider system. McGoldrick integrates family therapy traditions with a multicultural lens, showing how ethnicity, migration, class, religion, and social constraints influence roles, beliefs, and coping styles. The book is widely known for making genogram work concrete through structured guidance, case-based illustrations, and step-by-step ways to translate diagrams into therapeutic hypotheses and interventions. It is designed for mental health professionals but remains accessible to anyone interested in intergenerational patterns and how to work with them thoughtfully. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the genogram as a clinical map, not a decoration. A central theme of the book is that a genogram is only useful when it drives better thinking and better care. McGoldrick frames the genogram as a working clinical map that organizes complex information about family structure, relationships, and timing of events. Readers learn to move beyond a basic diagram of births, deaths, and marriages into an assessment tool that highlights relational patterns such as alliances, cutoffs, conflict, caregiving roles, and repeated crises. The value is not in artistic completeness, but in clarity, helping a clinician quickly see who is connected to whom, where stress concentrates, and what has changed over time. The book emphasizes developing hypotheses rather than premature conclusions, using the genogram to ask sharper questions about triggers, protective factors, and meaning. It also underscores the importance of process. How the genogram is built collaboratively can itself reveal relational dynamics, shame points, or family pride. By treating the genogram as an evolving document, clinicians can track therapeutic progress, update narratives, and keep treatment anchored in context. This approach supports assessment, case formulation, and communication among professionals without reducing a person to a diagnosis. Secondly, intergenerational patterns and the language of repetition. The book highlights how symptoms and dilemmas often make more sense when viewed across generations. McGoldrick is known for translating systemic ideas into practical observation, repeated triangles, caregiver burdens passed down, recurring partner choices, patterns of distance and enmeshment, and cycles of conflict avoidance or emotional intensity. The genogram becomes a way to track timing and sequence, such as how losses, illnesses, separations, or economic shocks cluster at certain ages and ripple through family roles. Rather than framing repetition as fate, the book encourages readers to treat patterns as learned adaptations to earlier contexts. That stance helps reduce blame and opens up therapeutic options, because what was once protective can become costly in a new environment. The method supports nuanced formulation, including how family myths and unspoken rules shape identity and decision-making. It also gives clinicians a framework to explore loyalty binds, unresolved grief, and cutoffs that can constrain present relationships. By seeing a client as part of a broader relational system, the genogram helps identify leverage points for change, including small shifts in boundaries, communication, or role distribution that can reduce distress and improve functioning. Thirdly, culture, migration, and social context in family assessment. McGoldrick is widely recognized for bringing a multicultural perspective into family therapy, and the genogram is presented as a natural place to integrate culture and context. The book emphasizes that family structure and relational expectations are shaped by ethnicity, religion, class, gender norms, and historical events, and that these forces can either protect or pressure families. By mapping migration paths, language shifts, experiences of discrimination, and changes in social status, a clinician can understand conflicts that might otherwise look like purely personal problems. The genogram also supports exploring values about caregiving, autonomy, marriage, and interdependence without stereotyping. Instead of assuming what a cultural background means, the book pushes for curiosity about how each family has negotiated its identities and constraints. Attention is also given to how trauma can be collective and historical, such as war, displacement, or systemic exclusion, and how those experiences influence parenting, trust, and emotional expression. In treatment, this lens supports respectful interventions that fit the family's worldview and resources. It also helps clinicians recognize their own assumptions, avoid cultural over-pathologizing, and build alliances by validating the broader realities that have shaped the family system. Fourthly, From diagram to intervention, turning insights into treatment plans, another key contribution of the book is its emphasis on how to use genogram findings to guide real therapeutic action. A genogram can reveal where a family is stuck, but the clinician still needs a plan for engaging clients, setting goals, and choosing interventions that match readiness and risk. McGoldrick's approach encourages linking patterns to present problems in a way that feels relevant and compassionate, not academic. Treatment can focus on shifting interaction cycles, loosening rigid roles, strengthening underused supports, and addressing unresolved losses. Genogram work also helps identify who should be involved in sessions, where to anticipate resistance, and what alliances or cutoffs might complicate change. The book supports using the genogram to generate questions that invite new narratives, such as exploring exceptions to a family story of failure or highlighting resilience in how previous generations survived adversity. It can also guide psychoeducation about family life cycles and predictable stress points, making normal transitions less alarming. For clinicians, this topic underscores that the genogram is not a one-time assessment artifact, but a tool that can structure ongoing treatment, measure progress, and keep therapy oriented towards systemic change rather than symptom management alone. Lastly, ethics, collaboration, and the emotional impact of family mapping. Building a genogram can stir powerful feelings, because it surfaces secrets, estrangements, losses, and loyalties that may have been protected by silence. The book's approach implicitly calls for ethical and relational care in how information is gathered and used. Clinicians are encouraged to collaborate with clients, obtain consent around sensitive topics, and pace exploration according to safety and stability. Mapping can uncover uncertain paternity, adoption narratives, addiction, violence, or mental illness, and the therapeutic task is to hold these realities without shaming individuals or turning the genogram into evidence for blame. Another ethical dimension is accuracy and humility. Family stories may conflict, memories differ, and cultural norms affect what is disclosed. The genogram is therefore treated as a best current picture that can be revised, not a definitive record. The book also supports using the process to strengthen agency, helping clients decide what they want to understand, what boundaries they need, and how they might approach difficult conversations. For practitioners, this topic reinforces that technique must serve the relationship. When handled with care, genogram work can deepen empathy, reduce isolation, and provide a structured way to integrate painful history into a coherent narrative that supports change rather than re-traumatization. In conclusion, this book is best suited for family therapists, social workers, counselors, psychologists, marriage and family therapy students, and other helping professionals who want a structured way to assess clients within their relational and cultural context. It can also benefit coaches, pastoral caregivers, and healthcare providers who regularly encounter family systems around illness, caregiving, and life transitions. Readers gain a method for seeing patterns that are easy to miss in ordinary interviews, including repeated roles, unspoken rules, and the impact of losses or migrations. That broader view can improve empathy, sharpen clinical hypotheses, and lead to interventions that address root dynamics rather than only surface symptoms. Compared with many similar books, McGoldrick's work stands out for treating genograms as both an assessment and a treatment tool, not just a documentation exercise. The approach is practical, clinically oriented, and deeply attentive to culture and social context, which helps readers avoid one-size-fits-all interpretations. By emphasizing collaboration, ethical pacing, and the transformation of mapped data into therapeutic action, the book offers value beyond learning symbols on a diagram. It is worth buying because it builds a repeatable skill that can strengthen case formulation, engagement, and treatment planning across many client populations and presenting problems. If you would like to support Monica McGoldrick, MA, MSW, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.